Let's stand up and pray. Get in a posture of warfare. Reach behind you. You got an ninja sword behind you, okay? Reach behind there. Ready to grab it and swing it. Lord God, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you. You haven't left us clueless, God. Thank you, God. You've given us a plan. You've given us the word of God, the living word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, to discern the thoughts of our heart, God. Lord, discern the thoughts of my heart this morning, Jesus. God, I want to be like you. I want to follow you closely. And God, when I go the wrong way, God, I will hear a voice behind me saying, no, this is the way. Walk in it. So God, I thank you for correction today. I thank you for course correction today for me, for us, for this church. That God, that you wake us up and shake us. Shake off the lethargic feelings, God. Shake off the busyness. Shake off everything that has made us unfruitful, God, in Jesus' name. Because we will bear good fruit, 160 and 30-fold good fruit in Jesus' name. Pull it out. Yes. Let's sharpen it up, okay? Praise the Lord. Y'all can sit down. I'm almost afraid to say praise the Lord anymore. Hallelujah. Psalm 100. How many of y'all know this psalm? I bet a lot of you do. It just came to me this week that sometimes you just read over these psalms on the surface and you don't look at the revelation that's in it. I mean, there's so much in this psalm and we're just barely going to touch it. So it says, make a joyful, say it, shout, say it. One, two, three, shout! Make a joyful shout. What's a shout? It's a ruah. 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 A shout of war, a cry or alarm to battle, a sound to signal war, a march, a shout of triumph over the enemy, to shout in applause to the Lord, all you land. Shouts of joy. Listen to me, shout a triumph like you were saying, brother. We're not defeated, even though people act like it most of the time. We are not defeated. I am not defeated, and I will not quit. I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I'm from what? From Satan's pit. Jesus fought, and he won the battle, and he set the captives free, or... good. Wish I could sing it. Okay, make, I want you to get this now. If we don't get anything else out of this, make a joyful shout. Is shout like praise the Lord? Is that a shout? That's a whisper. Like you, brother, I'm like you. Maybe not quite as radical as you at work, but praise God. I used to tell them the truth. It's not something to hide, is it? If you got the truth, do you hide it? A lot of people do. You know you got the truth, don't you? You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Well, it's designed to set other people too free too, Scott. Buster. Janet. It's designed to set your family free. It's designed to set this nation free. It's designed to set this church free. Praise the Lord. So make a joyful shout. Shout of joy. So let me give you some examples. Go to Joshua 6. This is an example from the past. Okay? Say example from the past. A true example from the past. It's all written down so we can remember it, right? Joshua 6:15, you got it? I'll give you a minute. I want you to read it for yourself. Got it, Donna? Everybody got it? Say yes if it. Yes, yes. We, Senor. But it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day, and they marched around the city seven times in the same manner. On that day only they marched around the city seven times. And the seventh time it happened when the priests blew the trumpets that Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." Verse 20. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets. And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man, woman, young and old, ox and sheep and donkey with the edge of the sword. They did spare someone, though. Who was that? Rahab. Rahab, who Jesus came from that lineage. Isn't God amazing? He said, spare this one. Spare this one. This is the line lineage of the Messiah, praise God. Don't harm this one. So they shouted. So that's an example from the past, a shout. A ruah. It's the same word, ruah. Go to 1 Thessalonians 4:15. You know this, I'm sure. And like I say, you know it, so you know I'm not lying to you, so I'm just going to read it. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain, that's me, I hope, praise God. We who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep, dead. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. So when they shouted, when the shout went forth, the way I see it, a door was opened in the heavenlies. A door was opened, a gate was opened, and the dead in Christ popped out of their graves, and those who were alive and remain pop out of their graves. That's a picture of the shout in the future. So we got a picture in the Old Testament. We got a picture in, not Revelations, but 1 Thessalonians. We got a picture of the shout, right? What did the shout achieve? What did it bring forth in the Old Covenant? Victory. It tore down the walls. There was victory. They went in and decimated and killed everything in that city. They did not leave anything alive. That was cruel. No, they were obeying God. They were obeying God. And then the second one, a door was opened, and they were redeemed. The door is like the door of the ark was opened, and bam, here you go. There's going to be judgment everywhere, but I've ransomed you out of this, okay? Don't matter if it's pre, post, or mid, it don't matter. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, okay? So the shout was necessary in the past. The shout is necessary in the future. How about now? We need the shout now? Does it stop, Sarah? We need the shout. Shout, there's something about shouting, man. I remember back in school, it was so good to get out of class for a whole period. They don't do that anymore, but I don't guess y'all don't have pep rallies at school no more, do they? Do they? They cancel class? Really? Praise God. Do they have them at Floyd Central, Mike? Really? Well, praise God. So what's the pep rally designed to do? Pump you up, right? Because they shout, right? That's what the cheerleaders do. They rah, rah, rah. I don't know if people get into that or not, but they shout. And it gets, when you shout, something happens inside of you. Did you know that? Did you know a shout brings strength to you? Do you know even the occult knows that, right? Because when karate people go, they go, and they damage their hand and break bones. But when they go, they do it, woo, releases something. You got to shout. Y'all ever shout when nobody's around? Do you? Maybe I'm weird, man. I know I'm weird. I remember on a, back, man, when I used to drive 35 miles to work, that was my best time with the Lord because nothing could get in your way. If you got in a traffic jam, it was okay. You know, it was, you didn't have ring, 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 beep, 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 wop, 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 wop. You didn't have all that, man. You just had Jesus and some Christian music. I can remember, man, being, how many of y'all been in battles? I'm under attack. Have y'all ever been, felt like I'm under attack? You know, God doesn't need a shout. God's not hard of hearing. God knows your heart's desires. God hears your prayers when you're just thinking them. I believe that with all my heart. But you know what? The shout is not for God. God don't need a shout to hear you. Who's the shout for? The shout's for you, and the shout's for Satan. He's not hard of hearing either. But I remember you'd be under attack and you know stuff was going on in your life and you're under temptation. And I would go, Satan, in the name of Jesus, leave me alone. Get your hands off of me. I'm bought with the blood. And just start quoting the promises of God. And the power comes. There's authority you already got. Like my brother said, you've already got authority. You got to convince yourself that you do, though. You got to talk yourself up. Y'all looking at me like I'm from another planet. Is that true? Don't you have to talk yourself up sometimes? Yeah, encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord. You don't always have somebody around to help you do it. God gives you a honeymoon generally where you got people around you that'll help encourage you, but then there's a time when you get put out in the wilderness and there's nobody there but you and God. And that's when you get intimate with Him. Praise the Lord. Say it loud as you can. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it says, I'm going back to Joshua. So the priests, the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets. So really, church really is a time of learning. It's a time of ministry. It's a time of worship. But it's also a time of pep rally. I am sorry when I have not pumped you up like I should, that when you leave here, you're not ready to do battle. When you leave here, you're like, well, you know, it ain't supposed to be like that. I'm trying to think of a church. It has a sign. I can't think of what's on the front, but on when you're going out of the church, it says you're entering the mission field, I think it says. I don't know what it says going this way, though. Who has that? Wesley Chapel? It's a good saying. Say, we've got the shout in the past, we got the shout in the future, and we need the shout now. Right? Verse 2. What's it say there? What's the first word there? Verse 2 of, I'm sorry, where I started. Psalm 100, verse 2. What's it say, that first word there? I know, I'm confused. Confusing. What's it say? 1, 2, 3. Oh, God. In unison, just serve. 1, 2, 3. Serve! Come on. Serve. Come on. Serve! What's serve mean? It means work. It means labor. Look it up. Don't mean I just serve Him in prayer and I serve Him in praise. I serve Him in everything, right? You labor for the Lord, right? means when you see something that needs doing, you do it as unto the Lord. It's like when we're going to go out and help people, you know, things God's their needs. You're serving the Lord. You're not serving those people. You're serving the Lord. And when you look at it like that, it's not a job. It's not a chore. Because how much do you owe him?
Everything.
How much you owe him, Jason? Everything. How much? Big price or little price? Big price. Everybody in this building's a big price. Amen? Okay, so we serve the Lord. We work, we labor, we till the soil. We serve the Lord with what? We serve him with
gladness.
Gladness. And I was so glad I was preparing this yesterday and really all week been looking over it. And when I got a call from Donna this morning saying Nina was in the hospital and she'd been in there since last night, at one time my reaction might have been, why didn't I know last night, you know? Now, really. You think like that. Why didn't I know then? Now church is getting ready to start, but I didn't feel like it. It was like, oh, praise God. I'm going to go visit Nina, and it's going to be a joy. And we had joy, and we had happiness and laughter in the room, and it was good. It was really good. But if you don't have a grateful, glad heart, you will make everything a chore. Amen? When you're doing something from the Lord, you know what kind of reward you're going to get when you do everything begrudgingly? Oh, I got to go to church. I got to go to prayer meeting. I got to do this. I got to do that. Got to go to youth group. No, you don't. Well, you probably do if you're a young person. You do what you're told. But it's better to do it with gladness. Isn't it much better to do it with gladness? Hello, isn't it much better to do it with a smile on your face? And praise the Lord, I get to do this. Well, okay. I don't know if I'm getting this across or not. I'm screaming at my pretty good level. Get that decimeter. What's it called? Octometer. Pegometer. What's it called? What's that thing called? Decimal meter. We got one. Let me see if I'm pegging 100 like a jet plane, and then I'll back off. Okay. Then it says what? Come before his presence. Come before his presence with singing. Joyful, triumphal singing is what it says, is what that means. Like you were saying, brother, triumph. Triumph. We are triumphal, aren't we? We are victorious. Come before his presence with singing. Okay, and I just thought of this. Before you can come into his presence with singing, you have to know you have access and you're invited. You can't come before his presence if you don't know you're invited. Hello? You cannot come before God's presence unless you know he's got open arms to you. Like, come in, come in. It's like when you came before a king, they had to make a motion to you, and if they didn't, you got your head chopped off. God's not going to chop your head off, but to get to his presence, you have to know you're invited. I want to read you a couple scriptures here. John 10:9-10, you know it. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. He will go in and out and find pasture. What's pasture? For us. For us, it's a safe place. For us, it's a comfortable place. For us, it's a place of joy and peace, right? He was talking about sheep. Their place of pasture was a green pasture and still waters, right? I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and he will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes to steal, kill, and that we don't need to focus on what the thief come to do. I'm not under his dominion anymore. I don't have to be stolen from. I don't have to be killed. I am washed in the blood of Jesus. I have eternal life. He can't He can only steal from me what I allow him to have. Yeah, some of y'all have been ripped off because you've opened the door and you've allowed it to happen. And everything that happens in our lives, not our fault, or we left the door open. It's just life. It's just life. Say it. It's just life. Say, things are going to happen no matter how good I am, no matter how faithful I am. Everything's not going to be good all the time. But God is good. And his mercy endures forever. Praise God. Praise God. This is a race, man. Praise God. I'm coming around the corner on the last lap. Somebody said, don't say you're old. Somebody told me that. Don't say you're old. I remember who said that. Praise God. I'm not old. But I'm older than I was when I started. I'm closer to the finish line than when I started. That's a praise. I get to rest. That's not a bad thing, is it, if you know Jesus? Not bad at all. What a deal. I die and I get to go be with him. I go through the door. I still haven't bought a cemetery plot because I'm holding out for the rapture. I'm not going to waste my money on something I can't use. I don't want to pop up out of the ground and tear my stone up. No. I want to. Yeah. Ain't no grave going to hold this body down. You know, bikers used to have this saying, die young and leave a pretty corpse. Not a good way to live. Mine's still pretty. Praise God. Y'all don't have to agree. I know I am. I have come that they might have life and that they may have it more. Say more abundantly. More abundantly means more than abundant. What's abundant? Whoa, a bunch, a lot. So he came so I could have more abundant life. Ephesians 2:17. He came, this is Jesus, and he came and he preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. We have access, and the one before it says the door, right? I am the door, praise God. Jesus said he was the door. And it says here we have access to the Father, right? What's access? It's like y'all work in government stuff. You probably have a card where you, I don't know if your door opens. Where I work, they just got these card readers where you could back up to the door and it would read your, no, I read your card and it opened and unlocked the door. How many people got that at their work? It's access, right? If you don't have a card, you don't have access to that office. If you don't have the blood of Jesus on you, if you're not born again, you do not have access to the Father, right? He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no one has access to the Father except through me. Now, I changed that word, access. It was no one can come to the Father, but it's the same thing. Hebrews 10:19. Title over this is Hold Fast Your Confession. That's what he's talking about, brother. Hold fast your confession. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by what? Your good works? By how many times you read through the Bible? By how faithful you were to church attendance? No, it says you enter by the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the what? Veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. So we have access to the Father by the blood, right? By the blood of Jesus that was shed for us. Romans 5, therefore having been justified by faith, verse 1. Therefore having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You have peace with God when you come to him. There's peace has been made. You were an enemy of the cross. You were an enemy of God. But when you came to the cross, when you came to Jesus, you received peace. Right? To receive peace, something has to happen, don't it? The enemy's got to die or surrender, right? And when you surrender to God, guess what? You die. You die. And that's a problem. Some of us don't die. Just get wounded a little bit. If you don't die, you know, and I'm not talking about physical death, but you got to die to yourself. You got to die to yourself. It's hard to die. Nobody wants to die. But boy, when you do, guess what happens? You get resurrected. It's a good thing. It's a real good thing. That's why I love baptism so much. We just really understood it fully. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have access by faith into his grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Hebrews 4:15, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. Did you hear that? He has empathy for you, Mary, when you're pulled. He has empathy for you when you want to go off and smack your heads, kids, with a sledgehammer. He has empathy for you. He knows. He wants to do that to us sometimes. But no, he really doesn't. But he knows. See, if Jesus hadn't come and Jesus hadn't lived on this fallen planet, we go, well, when we say, well, you don't understand God. I think in our hearts sometimes, because you just don't know what I'm going through, God. Really? Really? No, I know exactly what you're going through and more. So we don't have a Savior that can't relate to your weakness, who can't relate to when you fall. He relates to all that, and he still loves us. Praise God, he still loves us. And say, the plan God has for my life, say that, the plan God has for my life is still intact. Praise God. Thought I lost it a couple of times, right? But I still got it. I still got it. He still has a good plan for me. It hasn't been fulfilled yet, but it's going to in Jesus' name. Who? Back to Psalm, verse 3. Okay, say no. What's no? Tell me what no is. K-N-O-W, not N-O. Means what? Buster, you were saying it. Kind of, sort of. No. What's no, Sarah? No. What's no mean? You're sure, right? What did you say? Intimate with somebody. Yes, that's be sure. You're right. No is a word in the Bible. It means intimacy with, yes. It does mean that. It does mean that. God designed it that way. That's not a bad thing. But know, be sure of, understand, right? So you know. I just want to get the first word right. Know that the Lord, he is God. Know that the Lord, he is God. What would Lord be? I don't have a Greek here, but I think it's Yahweh, a name that's so holy you can't even pronounce it. It doesn't have vowels in it, but we can because we're Gentiles. Know that Yahweh is God, the one true God, the only God, creator of the universe. It is he, capital H, who made us and not we ourselves. Know, you got to know that. Know that we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Know that. Know that every day. Know that no matter what's going on in your life. Know that when you fail. Know that when you triumph, that everything good that's happened in your life has been from the King. Nothing good that you've done, it's all been from him. Okay. Verse 4, Enter, what's that? What's enter mean? It means there must be a doorway, right? You got to have something to go through to enter something, don't you? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. You know, when I was, we're going to do a little exercise here in a minute. We're going to come back in this room. We're going to go out in that hallway. We're going to come back in this room with thanksgiving. You're going to thank him all the way down the hallway for how good he is. You're going to thank him for the things he's done in your life. Enter his gates. See, if you come in here, see, when you come in here all blowed out of shape because you had a fight with your spouse, which I know that never happens on the way to church, but something like that's happened, you got some unforgiveness, you got something stirring in you, it's not right, you're not going to enter into his courts. You're not going to come through his gate. You got to do it with thanksgiving. That's why we worship, to stir that up in us. And praise God, he's given us some awesome worship leaders in this church to take us there. Praise God. But it's a choice. Dennis, isn't it a choice? You can come here all bulled up and blowed out and mad about something. You can do that all you want, but you're going to get very little from what God has for you. So enter his gates with thanksgiving. Sound like the wind blew. I liked it. Is that you, Janet? Anyway, as I was thinking about that, I know I told you, Lord shows me lots of things that ain't been completed yet, because they can't be completed right now. But that don't mean he didn't show it to me. He shows y'all stuff all the time that ain't been completed yet. He showed you 10 years ago stuff, and you could go, well, that must not have been God. Or you can go, well, yeah, it was God, and God's got perfect timing. You can't make some things happen. It's like when he showed me a watchtower up here on the top of this church. I went to one, I think right after I heard it, it was a cold February day. It was blowing snow, and it was cold, and I put the ladder up, and I went up on the roof. I wanted to see what it looked like. That was foolish. No, I believe God really showed me there'll be a watchtower up on his roof someday. It'll be a prayer loft. It'll be a place where you can go up and spy the land while it's going on. It'll be a lighthouse beam even. But he showed us a lot of things, like this wall. God's going to put this wall up, this wooden wall, and people are already starting to catch a vision. I'm excited about it. What do you call that, Janet? Shiplap? Is that what you call that when it's this way? Who sent me a picture? Was it Stephen? Showed me a picture of another church. It's beautiful. Beautiful. I guess they call it shiplap because ships were built with boards running that way. But anyway, it's exciting. But he showed me, I think it was late last night, as I was looking through this stuff again, he showed me a gateway at the bottom of our driveway. You ever seen an old Western? All the ranches had, you know? And Holly, you're going to wood burn, or you're going to form the piece going across here that says, enter his gates. No, she loves to do stuff like that. And I apologize, Holly, I haven't given you enough work. I have been slothful in delegating work to you. And you're not the only one. But this, I see, she can do anything you ask her to do. Look at these pillars made out of cardboard tubes. No, I mean, I'm not lessening what they are, but I'm just saying that's what they were. And look how God used her. But anyway, I can see that going across the driveway, and I'm not sure what scripture, but men, we'll have to figure out. I guess I'm not going to go into details now, but you know what I'm talking about. And it just occurred to me this morning as I was thinking about that, Sharon Selinger, 7-8 years ago said, I see like a ranch. I see those things on ranches that go over the entranceway to the ranch with the name of the ranch on it. I'm like, I'd forgot all about that, you know, but God hadn't forgot it. I'm just saying God's got a good plan, and sometimes delay gets us, what's the word for it? Discouraged. Yes, wait, you know, when it says hope deferred makes the heart grow sick. But when, now help me with the rest of that verse, but when the answer comes, it's like a tree of life. Is that, find it for me, please. How many of y'all up for building the corral thing? It's got to be at least 13-6 so semis can get under it when newsboys and stuff are coming in here to do a concert. There ain't no newsboys no more. I got news for you. They're gone. The new newsboys. Their grandchildren. Know that the Lord, He is God. What else do you need to know about the Lord? Know the Lord, He is good, right? And His mercy endures forever. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts, His dwelling places, safe place, behind the walls of protection with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. Who can play, I will enter His gates with thanksgiving? Who can play that? Do you know it? Mariah, y'all get up there. Where'd Sarah go? What are you doing back there in the soundboard, girl? Holly's got a song? Well, we can do that. Come on up here and get the guitar, young lady. Really? You mean that she wrote that you've got on? So what are you saying, Sarah? You're not singing it. I remember there used to be a song that Deanna Fraser would always, oh, shout to the Lord, all the earth. You know that? Who knows that? You want to do it, Amy? No. I tell you what. You sure you don't want to do that? You don't want to do that song? Oh, now. Did I ever let that stop me? Did I ever let that stop me? What's that? Praise God. We don't know. David might have had a flat, out-of-key voice. Did you know that? That boy might not have been able to sing a lick. Did you ever think about that? Can you play it? No pressure. Sarah said she would sing it. How's it go, Sarah? Well, come on up here. You can do that a cappella. Come on up here. You done tried to dump her in, and now you don't want to get in. Come on. I tell you what, listen. I want this to be serious. Totally not like sullen, or I want you to have joy. We're going to march out. Let's go out this door and march. Oh, we won't go outside because it's so cold. We're going to march around the front where the mural is and come back in this side, and we're going to start shouting. And I'm going to blow the shofar, And we're going to hear this song and we're going to shout. Is that okay? Come on, let's work on our shout. Come on. Come on. Ruah.
Ruah.
Yeah. Let's just start marching. Are you ready, hon? I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. Clap! We'll rejoice, for he has made me glad. Come on! He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Stomp your feet. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. In him we live and move and have our being. In him we live and move and have our being. Make a joyful noise. Yay. Shakarabarasana Maria. Yeah, Lord. Yes, Lord, come on up front, man. I don't want you back in your seat. Come on up here, let's shout. Where's our singers, man? Where's our singer at? Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord, come on. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Woo! Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Sokarabare, shodarabare. Yeah, Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Come on, Scott. I know you can shout. Get up here. Shout. 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 Come on, keep shouting. Shout, shout. Yay, Jesus! Jesus! Oh! Jesus! Shout, 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 shout. Ruah, ruah. Hora sana Maria. Shout. Shout out in your prayer language. Sonda bare shete. Sha shere de ora marabadea. Muraba sana mare so koranarabadea. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. 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 Come on, one more time. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Come on, give me a glory. Glory! Glory! Give me a J.
J.
Give me a J.
J.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me an S.
S.
What's that spell?
Jesus.
Who's your Lord?
Jesus.
Who's your Savior?
Jesus.
Who's coming again?
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Give him a round of applause. He's good. You are good. You are good. You are good, Lord. Urabasana mate. Y'all going to sing that song for us? What happened? Shake it up. Now let's go back to our seats and get normal. No! What's normal? What's normal? Normal is Acts chapter 2. Church is abnormal if it's not operating like that, right? Out of whack, abnormal. Don't want to be that no more. Were you going to sing? Oh, no. I wouldn't want to disturb your peace and quiet. No. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good job, guys. Well, hey, you know what? We don't have to do that. You know, there ought to be shouts going out every time we get together. There ought to be shouts going out during worship. You know what they used to call Methodists? Noisy Methodists. You go in there now and it's like you drop a pen and they get offended. Sorry, I'm not getting on your dad, but that's true. That's most of the church. If he said to shout, there must be a reason. We need a pep rally every time we come in here, man. And I apologize for letting things get dull. Well, this ain't going to happen no more. But it offends me. No, it don't offend you. It offends the enemy. Very offended when you did this today. Okay, I might expect a new paradigm shift here. I really do. I expect when you feel it, when you feel the shout in church, I expect you to shout. I miss your shout, young lady. I think something's tried to steal your shout. You got it back. Oh, I love that, man. You know what? And the thing is I know some preachers will go, oh, man, that messed me up. I can't think. No, man, it's like I love life when I hear people just praise God. Just know you're free to do that. I think you already knew it, but we got to have to. Praise God. Hey, how many of y'all know we need angel armies, man? I'm telling you what. We got so many tasks that God wants to accomplish, and He owns everything, but we gotta press in to release it, you know? Praise the Lord. And that, these testimonies, man, they just blow my mind. Praise God, your back's healed. Praise God, who had the financial. Yes, Rachel got an awesome job and gets to stay home. That was her heart's desire. It was her heart's desire, and God granted that, and He's no respecter of persons. Praise God, and y'all got things that are. Who's got a need? Well, y'all are very self-sufficient. Nobody has a need. Hold your hand up. I know you do. You come on up here. Come on up here. Who has a need? Needs a miracle. Needs something that can't be. Can't happen any other way but a miracle. Come on up here, brother. Everybody needs a miracle. Come on up here. I need a miracle. Anybody else? Just stand across here. We're going to do something kind of fun. Y'all need a miracle. No, this is going to be fun. Now, everybody that don't need a miracle, get up here and get beside somebody and give them a miracle. Give them that living water that's in you. Really. If you don't need a miracle, you need to give a miracle. Come on. Come on. Don't be shy now. You had your chance.